Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What's going on with Judith Newman's Wikipedia page? You might be following this saga. Judith wrote a piece in the New York Times style section about wanting a page in the crowdsourced online encyclopedia firmament. After all, Edward the Blue Engine, a member of Thomas the Tank Engine's support cast, has a Wikipedia page. But Judith's quest for one of her own is a cautionary tale. In a moment, a Wikipedia editor. Anyone can be one. It's completely volunteer. Although the Wikipedia board is considering paying editors. We'll take that up. But first, journalist and author Judith Newman. And Judith, the first thing you discovered, you can't write your own Wikipedia page.
Well, that's just it. It's prohibited. Whether people do it or not is another story, but you're really not allowed to. And this is how this all started, that I noticed that friends of mine were getting, let's just say, their spouses to do this. And you get kind of grumpy after a while when you look and you see the people who have Wikipedia pages and you don't. So I did a little strong-arming of my office mate, Lewis, and I got him to write this for me. But that was only the beginning.
Well, long story short, you were kind of rejected, which is
almost
worse than not having your own page is having your suggestion for a page rejected. But then you heard from a woman who pointed out you'd done your formatting wrong, and you started to find out that this is more complicated than you thought.
Yes, I did. I mean, anybody who thinks that Wikipedia, just these pages sort of appear by magic, every single Wikipedia page has a little tab at the top called Talk and one called History. And you can go and see just how much, one might call it debate, one might call it rancorous argument that goes into virtually every Wikipedia page, how much gets done, gets changed, gets edited, because that's the amazing thing about Wikipedia. The great thing about it and the nightmarish thing is that absolutely everyone can be an editor.
Well, Judith, your page appeared, and then suddenly it went away. You went in deep and found somebody writing, Judith Newman is clearly aware of her own questionable notability, as we can see from the New York Times article. So the article that you wrote about not having a page became reason for someone to think that you shouldn't have a page. So hold on there. We want to find out more about how this works. Let's bring in Maya Weinstock, a science journalist, a Wikipedia editor, in other words, one of the people who goes on and writes on Wikipedia pages. Maya, how does this work? Somebody submits a page and then what?
Well, it's really different depending on whether you want to just make an individual correction or addition versus if you want to create an entire page. But if you just want to go in and make a few edits, it can actually be quite simple. If you see that little edit button, you click it and you can make your changes.
But look, we've heard stories, you know, Judith desperately...
It's not that easy, actually. Yeah. I mean, it is that easy physically, but it's not that easy to make a change and to not have it be examined by 20 or 30 people. And people don't like it when you make changes on your own page, right, Maya?
Well, there's two points here. One is if you're writing a New York Times article that many people are going to look at, then it's going to be a lot more than 30 people, you know, examining what you're saying. And so, yes, you might have more people checking it out. For an article that's not as popular, you know, you're much more likely actually to have your edits stick without question.
Because there aren't that many people who really care
about
what you say.
Right. So it's definitely recommended for new editors that they start working on more niche articles. You definitely don't want to pick up World War II or anything where there's a controversy.
Well, but I understand there's basic rules. For instance, you have to be sourced. You can't just make something up.
Correct. They call them pillars. One of them is that topics need to be notable enough to include. And there are various ways to describe notability. And one of those is if there are third-party sources that have written about this topic.
Well, Judith, and that was your problem, that it was considered you didn't have that much written about you, but you pointed to the Fifi Award.
Right. Yes. I am a proud winner of a Fifi, which is an award for fragrance journalism. So, you know, I don't think that's chopped liver. I think that plus many times that I'd written articles about people who then got mad and shouted at me in the gossip columns and that kind of thing, that counts for something, right? So there were other things. I had done a couple of books and so on and so forth. So I was fine with being not accepted. But when I was accepted and then the brass ring was snatched from my hand, that's when I became very invested in this. And that's when it became quite the roller coaster ride for about 3 hours, where people I never met debated whether or not I was worthy for internet immortality.
Well, and you also started wondering about these people who were sitting in judgment over you, and you start to check them out. Again, you're way down this rabbit hole at this point. Philip Frenzy, for instance, was one of them, one of the editors, and you write, I couldn't help noting that Philip Frenzy has created pages like Postage Stamps and Postage History of Seychelles. Somebody else did the Copyright Law of Malaysia. And it sounds like you're starting to wonder,
and
why are they...
don't forget Werewoman. He seemed to like certain kinds of fictitious female monsters, too. But,
and your point was, why is he sitting in judgment of you?
That's true. But then, this is what is absolutely wonderful about Wikipedia, in a way. He had his day, he had his voice, and what is fantastic about it to me is that there really is transparency. Forget about me. You can go read Ann Coulter's page. Go read Rush Limbaugh's page if you want to see vicious fighting about controversial figures. But at least you see it, and you see everybody's comments right down to the last change in a comma, which I think is part of the kind of strange thrill of Wikipedia, in a way that it is very much a living document in a way that an encyclopedia never could be. It might not have its accuracy, but when it's done well, it does have its accuracy.
But what about people, Maya, who have an agenda and are constantly editing pages to get their agenda across, whether it's a personal vendetta against someone or a point of view? I'm thinking climate change.
It's a complicated topic, especially if it's for something particularly controversial. You're going to have more eyeballs on it, which means that, in general, reason will prevail. If you ever have someone who is acting like a troll, posting comments that are either negative or reverting edits, other editors will notice that, and you can actually get banned.
Well, a couple of thoughts. Judith, you talked to companies like WikiPR that will create and manage wiki pages, and it does become just an arm of public relations.
This basically happens all the time. So one of the biggest controversies at Wikipedia, as I discovered, was whether or not there should be paid editors. I think it could be used for good, but a lot of people think that it's kind of an evil thing.
I don't necessarily think it's an evil thing, but Wikipedia is so huge that, you know, as a professional editor myself, knowing how long these edits can take, I'm not opposed to it necessarily, but I just don't personally see how it would work. So far, I feel like we've gotten a pretty good product generally, and it, you know, it's worth some of the problems that have come about.
Well, and Judith Newman, how's your page now?
Well, I've told people that I think I have a longer and more professional page than Henry Kissinger. I mean, it's really terrific and completely accurate. Sometimes, much to my horror, it's completely accurate. You know, they found my real age and printed it, and now I'll never be able to take it back. So I think that while on the one hand there's this utopian idea about Wikipedia sort of constantly being able to update the culture, on the other, it's an excellent utopian idea. That's the idea that truth is a work in progress may actually be true.
That's Judith Newman, journalist and author who wrote Wikipedia Mania, a piece in the New York Times Style section about her anxiety?
Wikiziety, yes.
Wikiziety, about not having her own page, which, she, as you heard, she now has. Maya Weinstock, science journalist and Wikipedia editor. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll link you to Judith's writing about her quest at hereandnow.org. Very funny. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.